Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're like me, always trying to level up, conquer goals, and basically just be a better version of ourselves, then this podcast is for you. Today, we're diving deep into something that's super crucial but often gets overlooked. Self-love and acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly your whole day feels a bit blah? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, but the truth is, real life isn't about reaching some unattainable ideal. It's about embracing who we are, flaws and all. So buckle up, because today's episode is all about ditching those self-critical thoughts and learning to truly love ourselves. Because let's face it, you deserve it. You are amazing just the way you are. First off, understanding what self-love actually means is key. It's not just about bubble baths and buying yourself cute new things, although there's nothing wrong with those. Self-love is about treating yourself with kindness, compassion, and respect. It's about recognizing your strengths, celebrating your achievements, and accepting your imperfections. Think of it like this. You wouldn't treat a good friend with negativity or criticism, would you? Then why do we often dish out that same treatment to ourselves? Next up, let's talk about those pesky negative thought patterns. You know the ones, I'm not good enough, I'll never be thin enough, I'm not smart enough. These thoughts are like little gremlins living in our head, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities. But here's the thing. You have the power to silence them. When you catch yourself thinking these negative things, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or would I say this to a friend? Often, those thoughts are just distorted perceptions, not facts. Now, onto something super important. Practicing self-care. This isn't about being selfish. It's about prioritizing your well-being. It's about taking time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate, find what brings you joy and make it a regular part of your routine. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your perspective dramatically. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to reflect on all the amazing people and experiences in your life. And finally, remember that self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. Celebrate your victories, learn from your setbacks, and never stop believing in your worthiness. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's incredibly talented, always striving to improve, and yet she constantly struggled with self-doubt. She'd put so much pressure on herself, comparing her successes to others and focusing on perceived failures. One day, we were catching up, and I asked her, "Sarah, imagine you're talking to your best friend who is feeling this way. What would you say to them?" She paused for a moment, then said, "I'd tell them they're amazing, that their talents are unique and valuable, and that it's okay to make mistakes, they're just opportunities to learn and grow." And in that moment, she realized she needed to treat herself with the same kindness and understanding she offered her friends. She started practicing self-compassion, celebrating her achievements, and acknowledging her imperfections. It wasn't easy, but over time she noticed a shift. Her confidence grew, her self-belief strengthened, and she finally started to shine. So remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back from living your best life. Embrace your strengths, celebrate your journey, and never stop believing in yourself. Before we wrap up, I want to challenge you with a simple exercise. Write down 3 things you love about yourself. It can be anything: your sense of humor, your creativity, your kindness, or even just your amazing ability to make the perfect cup of coffee. Take a moment to truly appreciate these qualities and remember that they are part of what makes you unique and special. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words too. Let's spread some self-love vibes out there. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.